Good afternoon, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Beowulf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Famelo Ball, a.k.a. Trill Belichick, a.k.a. Her of Fame. But you can call me Slur of Fame. And today is Thursday, October 6th, 2022. It is about 3:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just outside the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about, 12:15 p.m. Pacific Time and about quarter after 9 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, or you can contact www.gamblersanonymous.org if you need help. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. But Monday, hell no, we didn't. Monday was an ofer, y'all. A complete ofer. 0-6. Well, 0-5, and we got a push. We got our money back on one because the Mets rained out. I mean, they were all, we took the Rams minus one. They got their ass whooped. We took Matthew Stafford to throw two touchdowns. They didn't even score one. Took Allen Robinson to get over 38 and a half yards receiving. This dude gets 7 yards receiving. What is he doing? You know, and then come to jokes about Stafford only throwing to his wide receivers. That's hilarious. But yeah, and I think I threw one on there myself just on the low. But might not even been on the show, but I know it was an O for that. I know it was an O for that day, and we didn't get nothing back. Nothing. And I was disgusted, all right? But we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I got three today. There's no action today other than the NFL game. No baseball. No college football. No nothing. Just the NFL game. So all three of these are from the NFL game, okay? Speaking of NHL, that comes out this weekend. You know we like to get into that hockey. So, yeah, coming up here real soon, we'll have a bunch of different sports on here. Football, college football, NBA, baseball, hockey, college hoop rock real soon. Yeah, real soon here. Time to get some real bread, all right? Show you what a capper does. Go through all the games, not just one sport, all right? But I digress. But one more thing I do want to digress about. There is a... I just tracked down a manager of a sports book that we're allowed to, that he was given permission to interview for on the show. So we're going to do that here real soon, probably next week, talk with him. But other than that, let's get into this action, all right? We've got the Colts at the Broncos, okay? Broncos are -3, okay? Two veteran quarterbacks who have kind of stumbled out the gate with their new teams. Matt Ryan used to be the longtime quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons in his first year with the Colts. He's struggling. He doesn't look good. You know, doesn't look comfortable. And I think they're, 1-1-1 or something like that? You know, yeah, one of those games they probably should have won against Carolina. Was it Carolina or Jacksonville? One of those teams, they came in that same year. I don't forget, but yeah. And then Russell, wow, you see some of these throws he's making? Then they're making memes about him. You know, he was a long time quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks even has a Super Bowl ring with him. Matt Ryan has a Super Bowl appearance with Atlanta. Russell has a ring and an appearance. With a loss to Tom Brady, but you know, and that was, you know, could have gave it to what's his name? Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch on the one. They throw a slant and the brother picked it. I forgot his name. Damn. Malcolm Landry, was that who that was? But at any rate, so that's why the over-under is only like 42.5, all right? But there's an old adage about Thursday night football in the NFL. Take the home team and the over. And that's what we're going to do. I'm expecting some points. I think these guys are going to show out. These guys are veterans. You know, it's a standalone game. They're going to want to show out. So I got three of them from this game, okay? First, we're going to take Denver. Russell Wilson in Denver, not Russell Wilson in Seattle. Russell Wilson in Denver to have over 10.5 points in the first half. And that's plus money right now. I think it's plus 102. I'm whipping through my notes right now, my card. And yes, it's plus 105, okay? Over 10.5 points in the first half, plus 105. So that's a little more than even money. Okay, and then we've got Colts and Broncos going over 40 points. The total is 42.5. We brought it back about 3. Okay. And that's minus 143. And then we're going to take the Broncos minus 1. Not money line, but just minus 1. Okay. And that's minus 177. Or minus 157, I'm sorry. It went down. It went up from minus 177 to minus 180. I don't know what it is currently. I apologize for being this late because, you know, just the day kind of got away from me. But I knew I was going to do the show after I got my own action, all right? So there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous, all right? You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow, more likely around the normal time, morning, 6, 7 a.m. in the morning. All right? But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. Okay? My Instagram is at @fame_Rothstein, FAME_Rothstein. Okay, and please don't forget my backup page, just in case something happens on my main page, showing love and homage to former HBO boxing commentator Larry Merchant with the name at Betting Public, BettingPublic. And please don't forget my email address, famerothstein@yahoo.com, famerothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show. Okay, and this channel as well, BCDK_OH_game. Okay. I promise we're getting that out just right, just working out some kinks, folks. I promise you, it's coming. Don't even trip, all right? But there you have it. And be on the lookout for that interview on the Betting Public Sports Show, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it, folks. But until then, be well. Peace.